Hey there, friends. We are Shauna Lynette, the co-hosts and creators of the Open Adoption Project, and we're hopping on today to share an announcement. A few months ago, we released an openness guide to help adoptive parents address different questions and navigate open adoption relationships. And right now, we're excited to announce that we also have released a substance exposure guide for adoptive parents to understand how different substance exposures in utero might affect children long term.
A few years ago, we had an episode on the podcast with Dr. Jeremy Stone, who is the creator of the content of this guide. We're really just partnering with him in publishing it amongst kind of our collection of resources for prospective adoptive parents. We're really excited that it's available on our website.
And it's available free of charge, thanks to Dr. Stone and his generosity. We're so grateful for him and for the opportunity to collaborate with him to provide this free content for any of our listeners who might be able to use it.
Yeah, and we know that obviously this does not pertain to every adoption, but there may be a circumstance where someone is considering adopting a child who has had some type of exposure during pregnancy. And this is a great guide to help navigate maybe the discussion and the decisions that a couple or an individual might make in deciding to adopt.
Absolutely. And something I really love about this guide and the way that Dr. Stone put it together is that it is very objective, right? It's non-judgmental, it's just straight facts. And so it just provides information in a very like sterile, straight up way where you can get information and make decisions. It's simply a resource that you can use to make these decisions, also in conjunction with adoption professionals and others, right? But it provides the details and information you might need in a way that is free from any judgment.
Yeah. And so we're super excited to make this resource available. Again, it's on our website at openadoptionproject.org.
And of course, we also have our library of well over 100 episodes also available for free as resources for the adoption community. It's something we're really passionate about, providing information and educational materials for the community. We do charge for our openness guide, but all of those proceeds do go right back into supporting the podcast.
So go check out the guide, give it a free download, and let us know what you think.
Thanks so much for being here, and we'll be back in your feed with a new episode very soon.